ready to serve my sentence. I've done the crime. I'll do the time. It's all part of my new beginning. You'll see. Erica Kane is going to be better than ever. Oh, driving far from my Pine Valley, we were heading for the federal pen. All of a sudden, as we were driving, felt a bump upon my head. Faster than you could say, Mr. Jimmy Choo, you awoke from a stupor. You collected a gun and a wallet of cash, and you forced me to go on the run. Yeah, you forced me to go on the run. On the hunt for Mondo, he's slimy. But Carmen, dear, you don't have to bring me. Oh, we can play dress up if you please. And we'll eat dry burritos and a can of cheese. Oh, Carmen, please, won't you see that it won't help you to kill me? Carmen Morales, why you wanna make me run away? Yeah, it's a surefire way to get locked up. You'll get 50 years instead of 3, 2, 5. Oh, Carmen, can't you see? It won't help you to hurt me. Besides, if you let me go, I'll give you my Jimmy Choo's.
This week on All My Children, Carmen Morales makes Erica a runaway and gives All My Children fans everywhere a reason to smile.
Jesse and Angie are free at last, free at last. Or are they?
Greeley gives an amateur Blandy a verbal ass whooping.
And again we ask, where the f*** are Josh and Amanda?
All this week
On the Pine Valley Podcast.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending March 28th, 2008.
Woo!
Woohoo!
And a good week it was in Pine Valley.
A real good week. Actually, it was a real good week for the Pine Valley Podcast.
Why is that?
Because we got a national shout out in Canada.
Woo! Go Woo-hoo! Canada!
Thank you to Elise, who was one of our new listeners, who wrote in. Elise, I think you're a new listener. She wrote in to the Soaps Up segment to the host. I think her name is either Amanda Thompson or Amanda Thompson or something like that. And this host included our little podcast Aww. In her Soaps Up segment.
That's nice. Thank you. That's great.
We love Canada.
Oh,
Canada. Do you know the song?
No.
Gloria, set free. I love that.
No, but I watch a lot of Canadian TV.
Anthem.
I like Slings and Arrows.
I love Slings and Arrows. Yeah, I like Slings
and
Arrows.
And I like and my girls in that.
Who?
What's her name? The redhead. Rachel McAdams. Love Rachel McAdams.
Oh, she was in the
And she's
first
Canadian.
Season. Yeah, that's
I
right.
I love her.
I like that
Love
show.
Me some Canadians.
See, I'm a little cultured.
I want to go to Canada. Yeah,
I
you are.
I have very diverse taste, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I am not Here we just go again. One thing.
This is from last week because she was talking about that last week. I was on her
ghetto.
Last week about
this. You know
this.
What I'm saying? I have pride in my ghetto roots.
Well,
but I can expand my overture.
And see, and the same way
is
you
that
can
a,
expand.
Is that a right word?
Yeah. And see, the way you can expand, so can Carmen, as we've been seeing this week on All My Children.
All right,
that
fine.
She is not one dimensional. We had this argument last week, and I'm so glad to say that I was right. That they were not going to write this character one-dimensional.
Listen.
And she's been so great this week because you've been getting to see more and more about who this woman is and why she is the way she is. And my heart was breaking for her.
You say she ain't one-dimensional?
No, I don't think she's one-dimensional at all.
Listen, how do you explain the fact that she's holding a gun to Erica Kane and every time she comes on, they put the spooky music on?
They explain all that. They explain why she is the way. That's why Erica's like enlightening her and she's learning from Erica about things. She's had a rough childhood and everything.
That is not true, though. Erica is not just teaching Carmen, but she's also learning from
yes,
Carmen.
Yes, Erica is learning from
because
Carmen. And I love that.
Really
I love
not right.
I love this relationship. I just gotta say, there is nothing better than when they give Susan Lucci some comedy. Because Miss Lucci is such a comedian. She has the perfect wicked timing and she knows how to deliver a line like no one's business. And she has been phenomenal this week. I have not
I
had
agree.
So much fun watching Erica since Erica Sky and like Janet from Another Planet were like dealing with Dr. Kinder. This is great stuff. stuff this week.
I totally agree. People that are writing in, you guys are all writing in that you really like Carmen. Oh, you really my like God. The storyline. Even though like some of it's really over the top.
And it's catty, but
still
it's
enjoy it.
Elizabeth Rodriguez is doing a bang up job. Oh my God.
Well, we started the week. They were still like, we know that they're on the run, but we started the week with them going to
the prison. Exactly. To prison in the car. Now they never explain this. See, this is the kind of craziness that always gets me. They never explain why the car, like, went over. Like, I thought that they were going to crash into Greenlee and Jack because Greenlee and Jack were driving
too.
At the same time.
I thought that, too.
Because my ex-friend, Ellie Mae, said the same thing. He doesn't understand why Jesse's train came back.
Backward.
He's still harping on that from 2 months ago. I mean, they need to explain these things. It's bizarre. The car just went over for some reason. But the car went over, and then Carmen and Erica.
Yes. Well, I actually wanted to mention a little bit, though, the scenes before in the Pine Valley Police Station.
Yes.
Where Carmen is like, no, but I really liked it. Where, like, Carmen is, like, telling Erica, like, why is she doing this? That she could have gone to Fiji or, like, Bora Bora, you know? And she reassures Kendall that she's like, don't worry. Don't worry about your mama. Sugar's got her back.
Yeah.
I love all that stuff.
But see, I also love the fact that she's throwing Spanish words.
Yes,
then she was
yes.
like, Mima, your mother like this. She's my compadre. I was on the floor. For those of you who don't know what that word is, that's a very Puerto Rican word, compadre. It means like, it's hard to translate to English, but it's more
not
like,
just friend.
It's just
like,
not
it's
friend.
Like,
it's like a friend who's a sibling. It's very deep. You know, you lose the translation
deep.
In English, but... The closest way to describe it is a friend who's something like a family member.
It's like a friend Jordan who's assistant. Es mi compadre.
Yes, there you go.
That's right.
So,
like
Miss Elizabeth Rodriguez, I don't know if they're writing that or you're just throwing it in on your own, but keep doing it, girl, because you're hysterical when you do that stuff.
Well, Erica started the week too with her new agey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love when she told Kendall to visualize, because she was like telling Kendall like to take care of herself and to focus on Zach and all that stuff. And she told Kendall to visualize Adam as bland.
Mm-hmm.
She told her to visualize these people.
Are the writers listening to the podcast?
But listen, I don't see what I don't understand is why do you have to visualize Adam as bland?
He is.
What you see is what you get, baby.
It ain't much.
It's not much.
It's a stale English muffin.
That is true. Well, anyway, we start to see, like, on the van right before it crashes, we start to see, like, some of Carmen's story. Like, we start to hear about Armando and stuff like that.
Armando, what Armando did to her.
That's right. And Jordan is right. We don't really know. I don't think we know why the van crashes. If anybody else knows, like, let us know.
I don't remember seeing, unless I fell asleep for a nanosecond, I don't remember seeing why.
Yes.
We just know that it crashed.
So as soon as the van crashes, people, which we don't know why, Carmen sees her chance.
Yes, Carmen's a smart Latin woman, she's ready to
smart,
book out.
Spunky Latin woman. She takes a wallet. She takes a gun.
Well, we don't know about the wallet until later on.
Yes,
that was really smart, though.
Very smart. The only thing she doesn't take is a jacket, a coat. It is winter in Pine Valley.
It is winter.
It's just
Pine
heading into spring. It's not quite warm yet.
But you know, you're on the run.
You
so
gotta suspend your disbelief a little on this particular story.
You know, when you're on the run, you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes.
You know, it's not like she can go shopping right now.
Yes. And then, okay, so like I was back and forth, Jordan, because like she kept threatening Erica at the beginning of the week.
Uh-huh.
And I was kinda like,
But see, I don't think she would have done anything to Erica. I think she was just threatening Erica to just get Erica to do what she wanted to do. I don't think there was any like I don't really think that she has any intention, and I don't think she would ever even shoot what's his name? Ornando nor
Armando.
Armando,
she
will
calls
not
him Mando.
She's just up, you know, think about what she's been through. He set her up. She's mad.
I agree. I bought it towards the end of the week.
I think she's just threatening Erica. Because she really was that kind of crazy criminal, she would have shot Erica.
Yeah, she would have shot Erica.
But she loves Erica. That's her idol.
That's true.
Imagine. That's like me and Kelly Ripa. Me and Kelly Ripa were on the run. I love me some Kelly Ripa.
Well, I love the hijinks, though. Because, like, she takes her shoe and she tries to break the heel off. And Erica's like, oh, no, please don't. Those are $1,800 shoes.
What is those shoes? That was Kobe and Frankie last week.
Exactly. So, and that was like, that reminds me
of one of the writers has a shoe fetish.
You know what? One of the writers loves one of my favorite movies of all time, Romancing the Stone, with Kathleen Turner and Michael
Douglas.
Michael Douglas. But when they were in the jungle and Kathleen Turner was wearing her high heels and he took his machete and he took the heels and he went clip, clip. He's like, there. Now you can run. Remember?
Yes.
That's what they're thinking about. So, anyway, I just think it's funny if you think about it. because Carmen calls her Little Miss $1,800 shoes, which I loved. But I think it's funny that well, if you it, go.
She said, wait, she goes, those are my Jimmy Choos. And she goes, when I get done with them, they're going to just be Choos. Oh, I was loving it. I was loving it.
Well, what it made me think about, though, Jordan, is like, what? If you're going to prison on securities fraud, you probably wouldn't want to wear $1,800 shoes to the prison.
Yeah, but when she gets to prison, they take all that.
I'm just saying, it's a matter of appearances.
But it's Erica Kane.
Why can't she put on some loafers or something?
No, it's Erica Kane.
At least put on some like Tods or something like that, like driving moccasins that look cheap but are really expensive.
It's Erica Kane.
Whatever. So then I like when they start opening up to each other.
Yes, that was some good stuff.
They start opening up.
Because then we get to see how hurt Carmen was.
I forgot about Kent Bogart.
Oh, I didn't. You know, it was so funny because, again, my friend Ellie
Mae. I know you didn't, so Encyclopedia Hudson.
Ellie Mae, my friend, is a ditz. He's like, Erica never killed anybody. I'm like, Erica did. But the one little thing that was wrong was Erica told Carmen he did something to her sister. That wasn't her sister. That was the fake Silver. That was Deborah Goodrich who came to town and pretended to be Silver, but she wasn't really Silver Kane.
That's an acceptable slip.
So that was a little, I'm surprised that Miss Lucci being, because Miss Lucci knows her character, and I'm surprised Miss Lucci didn't tell the writers.
How does he know this, people? How does he know this?
I loved All My Children back then. I was out watching it every day.
Come
but
on.
It was great that they mentioned the Kent Bogart, though, and that she mentioned, yes, you know, killing him and stuff. And see, and I thought all that was some good bonding stuff between the two of them.
Listen, I'm kid you not, I'm liking that part of it. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying, like, you know, like when Carmen asks her if she knows the Duchess. It was very silly.
Yeah, that was funny, though.
Very silly. And Erica's like, well, of course I know the Duchess. I know Andrew and I know her children. They're lovely. And she's like, I meant Fergie. I was talking about Fergie, Black Eyed Peas, the singer. I like that. That was fun.
That was
so little
fun.
Fun things like that. But it's like they're in this. I think they were in a barn at that point, right? And they go to sleep.
They go to sleep.
And I love when they show the gun, like in Carmen's pants, because you, people. I just gotta say it because that's what our show is about. You know, we say what we think. We are censored. Didn't it kind of look like her fly was a little bit down on her purple pants?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
Why were you looking so intensely
Come
down
on,
there?
It's high definition television, please. You gotta notice.
I
like a little bulge of the zipper.
I was
like, ooh, why didn't they pull her fly up?
I was watching the entire scene, so I didn't notice that.
Anyway. So then, Carmen has the opportunity, when Erica tries to steal the gun and messes up, to tell Erica her whole story.
Right.
And that's what you were talking about.
Yes.
And, you know, basically the story goes, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that he was supposed to be the love of her life, and he said that he was taking her to Aruba, and that they had to make one stop first.
Yes.
That stop happened to be at a very large bank, where he stole a very large amount of money and left her in a car, and she got arrested.
Yes.
So now she hates men. She even more hates Armando, and she wants to kill him.
Which I totally could understand. I can relate to, too. I don't know if I'd kill him, but I know that I'd be after him. Yeah. I can relate.
So Carmen realizes that he's probably somewhere in Chicago. So she decides that they're going to have to get food first.
Right, but the reason she knows he's in Chicago is because that's where his mama is. And he's a mama's boy.
That whole
scene was fabulous when Carmen was explaining how her man is a mama's boy and he's whipped. And Miss Erica Kane, of course, could relate to that. She's like, he's a mama's boy? Ooh, you don't want to have a parent around. And that's when she had the audacity to tell her, I never get involved in my children's love lives.
Let me act this out for you, if I may.
That was some funny stuff.
Miss Erica says, there's nothing worse than a nosy mother. I always make every effort to stay out of my children's lives.
I laughed for 5 minutes straight.
We were cracking up.
That was
up.
The most
it
funniest
was really
thing.
It was pretty funny. Well, but here's the thing. Like, Armando's supposed to be such a wussy boy. Why is he robbing banks?
No, he's not a wussy boy. He's a mama's boy. Those are two different things.
You know gangsta mama's boys?
Honey, let me tell you something. Especially in the Latin community, those boys could be hardcore thug, but when it comes to their mother, they bow down. No.
My friend Albert, he went out the other night. It was so funny. He's like, he's kind of ghetto, but he's a real sweetheart, right? Uh-huh. He's like the nicest guy.
I haven't met him. No,
you haven't met Albert. Albert goes out. He goes to this restaurant. I think it's called Chill or something like that. It's like a club, but like a little sort of after hours club, okay, or whatever. He goes with all his friends. Actually, he goes with all the girls because it's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets home. I'm sorry. He leaves at like a normal hour, like 11. And he goes to see his father in the hospital because his father's sick. And then he gets out of the hospital at 12:30. He gets a call from his mother. Albert, my cable's out, Albert. So he has to go. This is this big, you know, tough guy. He goes at 12:30 in the morning to fix his mama's bootleg cable box because the bootleg cable box broke. He was there till 2 in the morning.
See?
So this that's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying. He's not a wuss. He's a mama's boy. Those are two different things.
He's a good man, though. But still,
well,
Armando, I know what you're
obviously isn't.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. So before that, though, before they get into that discussion, they go to get the food, remember?
I thought the food was after that discussion.
No, the you food sure? was before. Yes, the food was before.
Oh,
so
you're
go,
right.
So they go, they get the food. And they're like hooked, like they have to cover their like handcuffs with a right. blouse. And some guy, some like gross guy is like, you know. And
I wish I had somebody to snuggle up with like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, Erica's like, oh no, we're not. And yeah. Karma's like, yes, don't be are. Shy. She don't like that PDA.
We're not into that PDA whole thing. So they get like cheese in a can and stuff, like all this.
Jeez.
And that was a little stereotypical.
Huh?
Why does Carmen have to be eating nasty cheese in a can?
Because you eat that stuff.
No,
yes,
that's not
you
true.
Do. Poor people eat cheese in a can when they can't afford real cheese.
All right, fine. So then Erica gets the bright idea to leave a phone number and her lipstick on a napkin.
Yes, like, yes.
What phone number did she leave?
I don't think she leave. I don't think she left the phone. Oh, she probably left like Kendall's number or something so that people
they
could
knew
call.
It was
yeah,
her.
They could call.
Okay, I got it.
That's what she probably did because they didn't really show the number, but they show her writing. So I think that's yes. what she did to let them know that. But can we mention that press conference now?
Oh, the press conference.
Yes, because while
yes,
Erica...
But Sam Woods comes back yeah. and he gets into the case because he finds out that they're missing.
Right.
I thought he was a lawyer. Why is he working on the case?
I thought he was a senator or something. Wasn't he like a congressman? Weird. I don't know. I think they're getting as bored with Sam Woods as we are. So that's why yes. you're not seeing less and less of him.
Yes.
But there was a press conference that Erica was watching at the grocery store where Kendall was basically, you know, pleading for Carmen to let her mother go. But my question is, where the was Josh through all this? Josh is her son.
That's what I'm
Wouldn't
saying.
Wouldn't he be at the press conference?
I don't get it. I don't get why they are not around, Josh and Mamza both.
I mean, but this is like a perfect example of why Josh should have been around this week.
Right.
Your mother's on the run. Your mother's been kidnapped. Because they don't even think of Erica on the run. They're assuming, with good reason, that Carmen kidnapped her.
Right.
So you would think that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
I'd be a little concerned. I'd even get Binks to come back for a day or so.
Didn't you tell me, Jordan Hudson, that you saw Carla Egglesby on across the street?
Yeah.
He told me that Carla Egglesfield was breathtaking.
Yes, I gotta admit.
You have been a Carla Egglesfield fan.
No, I have been.
Oh, you have been?
Oh, I have been, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the other guy I was thinking of.
Yeah, no.
Zach's son. I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, Zach's son I wasn't too crazy about. But yes, I did see Mr. Connor in the West Village running around. He was very, very handsome man.
I thought that was a good sighting.
It was a very good sighting in his shorts. He had those like kind of basketball shorts that go right up to like where the
Ooh,
knee.
Delicious, delicious.
Yeah, he was looking good.
Well, listen, I was cracking up at the photos on the board. I always love the photos on the board in the Pine Valley Police when they involve the Pine Valley residents because they're always like beautiful headshots. They have like a beautiful headshot of Armando. They have a beautiful headshot of Erica Kane's New Beginnings photo. And Carmen is the only person that has like a normal mugshot. It's so funny.
Carmen has that really bad mugshot.
Really bad. And then you have Jack. He's coming back. Listen, people. I actually really like, because Carmen and Erica started talking about the old Jack, like how the relationship started. And I know you disagree with me. I really like looking back at the old Jack Erica, because that's when I started really watching All My Children. And I remember that. And it makes me like all happy to see it. It's the stupid stuff now, like him like going to the Pine Valley Police and yelling and bobbing his head all over the place. Erica, 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 she's there. It makes me crazy. I hate it.
In those flashback episodes, did you notice that his head didn't bob as much?
It did not bob as much.
So that's like a tick that he's got now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's confusing that with... Maybe he went to the head shaking school of acting.
I don't know, because that's something new, obviously.
You know, like Michael Caine's theory is like, don't blink. The secret to good acting, is, he says, is don't blink.
Don't blink.
Yes. So maybe that's Jack's secret. Willie's secret to good acting. Move your head a lot. Like, you really mean it.
It's not working.
It's not working, papi. I'm sorry to tell you. It might work in your comedy routine, but it don't work on the soap.
Yeah, and I did appreciate all that talking about Jack being her true love and all that stuff with Carmen. I did love it. But from, like, I've said it before and I said it again, Jack and Erica have never been my favorite. I always thought
they
that her and Travis,
be, but now
when Larkin Malloy played Travis, that was, to me, that will always be her one true love.
Well, I like the old
I know people. Everybody likes Jack, but...
Well, it was funny because even Sam Woods, like, Jack threatened Sam Woods, and I love the cutaway, the reaction shot of Sam Woods, because he was like, whatever. You know, like, he wasn't, like, worried about it. He just was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come up with a name for Jack. Maybe we should call him Bob, as in head bobs. That would be fun. Laura gave us Adam.
Bobblehead.
I love Adam.
Well, let the audience participate.
Yeah, somebody audience. Send us some suggestions.
Give us a nickname for
PVP at PineValleyPodcast.com, or you can just go to our website, www.PineValleyPodcast.com, and just enter a blog suggestion. Yes. We got to teach you how to use the blog.
Yes, I know.
Older listener said that she could figure out how to do it. Your lazy ass could figure it out too. And she's right.
I'm just not computer oriented. I try to stay away from technology.
All right.
Do I love my DVR?
All right, listen. So basically what happened, just to wrap this up, because we got to wrap this up. We have Carmen kind of trying to talk some sense into Erica about Jack, which I liked.
Yes.
And you could tell that they're getting closer and they're bonding.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, a box falls on Carmen's head.
On Eric.
No.
It was Carmen.
First it called on Carmen.
And then it fell on Erica, because I know she told Erica, you okay, Erica?
No. That's not how it worked. I was laughing because you could tell it was unstable. All of a sudden, a box falls on Carmen, and she's like, whatever. And then the van jolts. Because, oh, people, we forgot to tell you. After the food shopping trip, they decide to hitch a ride with a truck driver who's going to Chicago. Now, conveniently, he has left his cargo door open, and conveniently, the cargo door has two windows so they can see.
Yes.
It must be heated, too, because they're not wearing very many clothes.
I know.
I gotta suspend my disbelief, but it's a little...
I'm loving it. You know what else I'm loving? I don't know if you noticed it, but do you notice that Carmen just keeps calling her Erica Kane?
Yes, that's true.
She doesn't call her Erica. That's everything, like, is like, look, Erica Kane.
That's like Chef on South Park.
Oh my God.
This is George Michael.
Oh,
listen, Abacosel.
I am loving me some Carmen,
let me tell you. The best part of the week, in my opinion,
was
the fashion show.
Yes, it was very pretty woman.
So they crash or jolt or whatever, and it opens, if all these boxes fall, and they're suspiciously light, people. These boxes don't have a lot of stuff in them. So they crash, and then, you know, they find a perfectly open box.
Right, after that big box fell on Erica, and Carmen's like, are you okay, Erica Kane?
So they open the box and they look in, and it's all these $8,000, $5,000, $3,000 dresses.
Yes.
Stuffed in a box.
In a box.
Why would $3,000, $5,000 designer original dresses be stuffed in a box? You didn't think about that, did you?
I think you're reading way too much into it.
Listen, it was too much, but it was fun.
It was fun.
They open the box, and they open, and Carmen happens to find a sewing kit in one of the boxes and decides that she's going to have Erica sew her into some of these dresses. Now, never mind the fact that these dresses, sample size is normal sample size 6. What?
You are insane.
I'm just saying, they probably wouldn't fit Miss Carmen, who was a voluptuous lady. But all right, I will suspend my disbelief. I'm just pointing it out because I have an obligation to the listeners to point out the inconsistencies in the story. So they they put on the dresses, and it's like Pretty Woman or something like
yes,
that.
It was hysterical. It was fabulous. And Erica's it was like telling really her fun. Yes and no, and that one yes, doesn't look no. good.
And Erica knows all the designers.
Yes, oh, I love
that. That's David Zia. That's
but what was that? What was that line that she said? She goes, every woman should feel silk against her body.
She's fantastic.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Great in these scenes.
This is...
The only thing I wonder, I have to be honest with you.
What?
When was the last time either of them went to the bathroom?
God only knows.
That's a long trip.
And with those burritos that they had, I'm sure they had to
and
go to the bathroom.
Cheese in a can
and burritos. Yeah, somebody had to go to the bathroom. But
well, anyway, I thought it was all pretty funny. I was cracking up at those scenes. How do we end the week with those two?
They finally got to somewhere, and the guy is coming around to open the door, and Carmen takes the gun because she's ready to shoot him.
Okay.
And that's the way we ended Friday. Now, this is what I got to say about this. This is when Erica's at her best. She needs to be opposite a woman because men are a dime a dozen. Miss Lucci has chemistry with any man you put her. But when Erica thrives is when she has a female counterpart to work opposite.
Yes.
Brooke, Natalie, even Mary, Greenlee's mother was fabulous with her. So I'm glad that they got her with Carmen because Miss Lucci just, when she's opposite another woman, she works opposite, whether they're best friends like her and Opal or hopefully her and Carmen are going to be, or enemies like Natalie and Mary.
I agree.
It's Miss Lucci's like 100%.
And we got some good stuff coming up with them.
Yes. This storyline is far from over, let me tell you. It's
so
fun.
Some good stuff coming up. Who do you want to talk about, Jesse?
Well, let's talk about this. When the hell are we going to get new credits?
Yes, when?
It's been, let's see. It's Jesse and Angie have been back since December, like, right before the holiday.
No.
Didn't Angie? Well,
no.
All right,
because Greenlee came back in January.
All right, so they came in January.
February.
This is the end of March. What is the problem? ABC can't afford to change those credits?
It must be contractual. I
what?
Know that my good friend Super Poster, who has one of the best blogs and All My Children, literally has the All My Children fan space that everyone has to go to. He is at www.myspace.com/superposterofthe year. I should ask him what he thinks because I think he would know, number one. And number two, I think it must be contractual.
It must be, right? I don't care. They've been back for a long time. They need to be in the credits.
I bet it's contracts.
What? They can't be in the credits?
Because there's some actors who had a certain contract, like Dell, like the actor who plays Dell, the actor who plays Sean.
He hasn't been on the show in a year. When was the last time he was on?
I don't know.
And Sean's been gone for like 3 months.
But I'm thinking that's like Jonathan, the actor plays Jonathan, Jeff Branson.
Yeah,
like,
we didn't even say goodbye to his character.
So
didn't
I
even,
don't know. I'm hoping we've said goodbye to Levin Rambin.
I don't mind the fact that we have not seen Lily.
I don't
or
either.
Her sister.
I'm changing my tune on her. I got too many stories about her, the actress that plays her. She's getting so crazy. It's done. Enough.
Yeah.
It makes me feel different about her when I see her on screen to hear all these dumb stories that she's, you know, it just makes me crazy. She's like a Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton
Britney
wannabe,
Spears,
Britney
yeah.
Spears wannabe. It's a shame because she's a very talented girl, but she's heading down the wrong track, people.
And you know, and she actually is very talented. I saw her
she
on a TV
talented.
Show, The Book of Daniel. She was really good in that.
She's great. She just is, she got diarrhea of the mouth. You know what I'm saying? She says the stupidest stuff.
She's looking for fame
she's
in
young.
All the
I know.
Wrong
Listen,
places.
Listen, people, I know there's both sides of the camp on this. There's people that say she's young, the people that say she don't know better. I agree with all that, but it's a shame. Where's her mama? My mama would be whooping my butt, I'm telling you right now. She would be putting pique in my mouth. You know what pique is?
Spicy stuff.
That's right, hot sauce. So that's what my mom would be doing. It's true. What am I going to say? That's what she did. Look how I grew up. Perfect.
Okay. She's perfect.
All right, listen. Let's talk about Jesse. We knew Kobe wasn't going to be shot, right?
No, we knew Kobe wasn't going to be shot. I will say this. Well, go ahead and let them know what happened because I have a comment about what happened.
Well, I don't want to go into the whole thing. Frankie tells her to throw the thing to distract them.
Indeed.
She makes a run. Frankie makes a run and she falls and trips and she hits her head.
Yeah, she didn't get shot. She hit her
now,
head.
Now, Adam does his best imitation of him thinking that Kobe's dead, but we know she ain't dead. So, So basically, it's really weird. Someone shoots Robert Gardner's right-hand goon.
No, not someone. Robert Gardner shot both
okay.
of them.
Okay. So I was confused.
Well, there was nobody else there. It had to be him.
It had to be him,
and
right?
This is what I think. I love this twist in the storyline.
But didn't people start shooting? Didn't Tad and Adam start shooting?
Yeah, but I don't think Tad and Adam shot those guys. I think it was Robert. See, this
no,
is
I
the,
believe that. But
this is the thing that they,
yeah. Why didn't they answer the question of who shot him?
I love the twist in this storyline, mm-hmm. because I actually was feeling that these writers were going to mess it up and rush it and end it, because I was like, how are they going to get out of this? Mm-hmm. And boy, did they twist me, because I didn't expect this coming. Obviously, Robert knew that he had to cover his ass. So what he did was he shot these two goons. And like I told you, he is FBI.
Yes, you were right about that.
I told you. That's the only way he can get away with it. Yeah, he's bad FBI. Evil but this FBI. Is the only way that he can get around doing all the things that he's doing. All right. So now they think, Jesse and Angie and everybody thinks that it's over. Even though Jesse and Tad still have a feeling. Questions. Yes, and I love that.
And Robert Gardner was too eager to say, oh, it's done.
Yeah, and but see, and that's the thing. But see, this is what I'm talking about. Let the storyline play out. This is some awesome stuff going on here.
Well, I like because how it all wrapped up, and I like when Derek Fry finally saw Jesse.
I know, and I got to tell you, I love all those scenes. Though I'm sure Derek's like thinking, damn, there's going to be too many black men on all my children. My job is gone.
No, not at all. Not
there's
at all.
A lot of color on all my children right
I'm
now.
I'm liking it too.
And
actually, I just thought it was one of those examples of a nice small moment between two amazing actors. Like, they didn't have to do anything, really say much. It was just like a great moment between two excellent, excellent actors.
Yeah.
And I think it was Melissa who wrote in. I think she wrote me last night saying that she loved Friday's episode because Friday was a very sort of like character-driven episode
where you just had
small moments between these great characters.
And I loved that.
I loved it. I agree with her 1,000,000,000,000%. I loved it, loved it, loved it. So anyway, like you said, Jordan, Jesse knows that the story sounds fishy because why wouldn't they care to answer the question of why? Like, why would the FBI not care about the why? Why would they just care that the bad guy was dead? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And we still are getting, though, listen, you got to agree with me. Like, when everything is said and done, Robert Gardner turns around to the camera and says, you better believe it. This is personal. Some crap like that. Like, he's still doing these sinister, like, evil guy things that make it less interesting for me.
I love it. I'm sorry. We're going to disagree on that one. I love that. I love Robert Gardner. I love the fact that it means Opal gets to be on the air more.
Yes.
I love that aspect of it, too.
I agree with that 100%.
I'm loving those scenes between the two of them.
I love when Angie broke down on the phone when she found out that Frankie was alive and Jesse was okay.
Yes.
I love, love, love that. I just love all those scenes, like between. I love the scenes between her and Crystal too. What did you think about?
Yeah, those were good scenes. This is the All My Children that I love and I want. I want to see people connecting and relationships and emotions and stuff like that. I want to get enraptured in these people. Like, I care about them. This is what I love.
Absolutely, I love when Crystal sang to Baby Jenny on the phone.
Yeah, that was a cute moment.
But I wish they would let Crystal sing. Bobby Eakes is so amazing. Like.
But y'all could get her CD.
I do have her CD, and I've played her songs on the show before. She is like, okay, I really like Cassie DePaiva. She's a nice lady. I love me some Katie McLean. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. People are going to be so mad at me when I say this. Their singing talents are pretty okay. They're good. Like, they're very good singers, and they're very good, you know, Katie McLean writes fun
songs.
Bobby
Eakes is a real singer.
But Bobby Eakes is a singer, like from her soul, her guts, she sings so beautifully and so perfectly. There's no comparison. It's not like just someone trying to sing a nice tune. She sings amazing. And so, like, anytime she sings, I'm happy. Anyway, it reminds me, remember when they were getting ready for everybody to come home? It reminds me, that set reminded me of, like, I don't know if it was Benny and Estelle Sago's apartment. It reminded me of one of the All My Children classic family apartments.
What, Tad's place?
Yes, when they sat and got ready for dinner right in front of the door. First, I thought it looks like
the old Martin house, just in reverse.
Yes, maybe that was what it was.
It just looks like it's in reverse.
Because
in the Martin door, you used to come in from the left side.
Yes.
And now with Tad's house, you're coming in from the right.
I loved it. I really loved that. You know, it was like, or like maybe like Cliff and Nina's place or something.
Yeah.
I really loved the feeling of it. But anyway, you know, when Jesse gets home, he and Angie hug, and I'm crying again.
I love
them. I'm crying again.
I know some of you are tired of them, but I can never be tired of them. They are
so
amazing.
I'm not.
The two of them are just so amazing.
Who did Angie thank? She thanked someone for saving the love of her life. I forgot who it was. Was it Tad or was it?
Yeah, it was Tad.
I think it was Tad. And it was a beautiful moment. And Adam is looking at her.
Adam is too funny. But Adam has a new love himself.
Robert Gardner.
I gotta tell you, I'm loving. See, this is the writers being really intelligent. This is good stuff. Getting all these characters involved in each other's storyline, because now Adam feels indebted to Robert for saving Kobe.
Yes.
So now he wants to help Robert out and give Robert a job, which is going to help Robert be able to stay in town and cover up whatever shenanigans he's up to.
Absolutely.
Loving this twist.
I do love that. And it's so funny because it's always Tad who knows better and it's always Adam who gets duped.
Yes.
Always. Well, did you notice that both Babe and JR are getting blonder? Much blonder.
I don't even notice Babe. I'm so indifferent to her.
And Frankie, and they were basically all at Adams at one point this week. When Crystal was moving out and stuff, and Kobe was moving out.
Poor Kobe. I don't want everybody to move out.
But I agree with Terry in Toronto, Jordan.
What?
She said on the blog that she thinks that Frankie's too old for Kobe, and I agree.
This is a soap opera. If you start looking at and trying to realistically look at ages, then
she's
half
a
these people should have.
He's a grown man. He's 16, he's 25 at least.
And
disgusting.
No, it's not.
Disgusting.
It's not. I'm sorry, Terry and Teron. I don't agree with you. The two of them have chemistry, and I love it.
And the
complications that could come from this.
I disagree.
And it was adorable. It's adorable how she has this hero crush on him. And obviously, he's seeing her in a new light when he came to visit her and he brought her those shoes.
He did bring her the shoes.
It was such a cute moment because you could tell that he's like totally. And I love that. Who was it? Was it Crystal that noticed it or Opal?
I think it was Crystal.
She said, I'm seeing some, you know.
I'm seeing some fireworks. I think it was
Crystal. But I don't remember because I was so into watching Kobe and Frankie together. I just love these two together. I really do.
Whatever. I was sad to see Crystal leave Adam. I'm still hoping for that reunion.
But you know she loves him.
I know. I love that bronze coat she was wearing.
There's going to be something coming up with Adam and Crystal. I can't say, but.
I don't even know.
We're going to, you know, we're going
to. Whisper to me. Whisper.
You're going to find out. She still loves her Adam.
All right.
I'll
take it.
I'll take it.
How about Opal meeting Robert Gardner at Confusion?
I love that.
What are two grown-ups doing? Why can't they go to the Pine Valley Inn?
I agree with you.
At Confusion?
I agree with you on that point. I mean, but you know, because that was probably the only set that was up that day. You know, they can't afford that many sets, so.
Well, I was really like, I was bummed out because I think Opal is smarter than this. That's the only thing I don't like. I've always been the smart one. I think she's smarter than this. But she trusts him. She asked him to look out for Erica because this whole thing has me madder than a box of frogs.
I love you when you do that thing.
I love me some Opal.
Let me tell you that.
She reads his palm and she doesn't see that he's evil.
No, I got to tell you. I think it's a thing of you believe what you want to believe. And I think that at this point in her life, she's lonely. She is met somebody and she's choosing to believe and trust in him. And I'm hoping that this becomes a bigger storyline between the two of them. And they give them some real airtime. And who knows, maybe he could fall for Opal for real.
She should be a little uncomfortable with the brother of Ray Gardner. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but he charmed her. No, she didn't. After the first scene when she met him.
But then after 5 minutes, she was so calm.
And he charmed her.
She's smarter than
that. Well, no, he showed the wounds.
People, come on. Am I the only one out here that feels this?
No, he showed the wounds. I mean, he gave a convincing story.
What? I got scarred like that from riding a bicycle.
You are just so mean. You're so not trusting. You got issues,
no,
Ashley.
That's not true, because when Opal came on the scene, that woman was so smart and cunning. She got Langley Wallingford to marry her. Actually, not the richest man.
He wasn't the richest man. He was a con artist. His wife was. But she didn't know that.
That's right.
That was a different Opal. That was Dorothy Lyman's Opal. I love Dorothy Lyman.
Opal. I love Jill Larson's Opal. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, all right, we got to wrap this up. So, Robert Gardner, she leaves, right? And then, because Robert Gardner basically assures her that they're going to do whatever they can to find Erica, blah, blah, blah. This guy comes into Confusion with a diamond. And Robert Gardner takes this diamond and holds it up. It's kind of like when Kendall was holding her pregnancy test for the entire world to see. He holds this diamond that if it was a real diamond, probably be worth about $10 million because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
For the world to see. Now, what we find out is that cheap-ass plastic rose quartz crap that Mrs. Remington was wearing around her throat was an uncut diamond that Remington gave to her. And and that's why they killed her for it. They got it. They had a jeweler cut it down to size, give it back to Robert Gardner, and all this brouhaha is over this dumbass diamond. I don't like the storyline. I think it's dumb and simplistic, and had they gone with your suggestion, Jordan Hudson, we would have a delicious, wonderful storyline.
But they still might.
And I remind you people,
he's answering to somebody.
I remind you people what Jordan's suggestion was. His suggestion was that Angie's father, who was always against the union of Jesse and Angie, mm-hmm. be the source of what drove Jesse away. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they still might. Obviously, Robert's answering to somebody, and Robert's still saying that this is personal. Now, Robert and Jesse never met, so obviously there's somebody else behind all this.
Well,
I'm hoping they don't drop the ball.
I do know that I did love on Friday's episode Jesse and Angie having dinner.
Dude, they didn't get to eat that dinner that looked delicious, by the way.
I'm disagreeing with you. 20 years away, and the man's first home-cooked meal is pasta with ragu sauce?
I sighed. That meal looked
it
good.
It was pasta with ragu and meatballs.
All my children's at 1 o'clock that, here in New York, and that's oh, around lunchtime. That made me quite hungry.
I was like, put that damn ragu spaghetti away and go make love. And thank God they did.
Oh, did they ever? Woo, that was hot.
It wasn't hot. They were in a doorway. You couldn't even see them.
No.
Full on
no,
love making.
No.
I want to see, like, when you see with Blandy and Ryan, I want to see him caressing her thigh. I want to see her kissing his
sometimes,
neck.
Sometimes less is more. And sometimes certain things can be more sensual. And I remember.
You're telling me Blandy gets to be explicit
I didn't like when I saw that porn version that Kendall and Zach did 2 weeks ago. I like this hot. The way he grabbed Angie and pushed her into the doorway against that. Oh, that was hot. That was some sensual.
Mm. It was pretty. I'll give you that. I was glad they made love and forgot about that dumbass dinner. But anyway, they talk about the case, and we see in Jesse's eyes that he remembers. He found out about the necklace.
Yes.
She told him about the necklace. And he knows there's something more to the story. I liked me. I'm going to tell you right now. I like me some Greenlee this week. I love me some Greenlee this week.
Well, finally, Greenlee's back.
She is back.
The real Greenlee.
It was really funny. First of all, it was really awkward in the beginning of the week where she shows Aiden the new lingerie she bought. And he's like, why, baby? I like you all natural. I wanted to vomit. Anyway, she calls Blandy because there's this emergency at Fusion. It turns out the Charm perfume was bottled as Harm perfume. So there's this dumb fake brouhaha. Ryan comes to the rescue. Ryan helps fix it all. They fix everything so that the launch of Charm is not, you know, destroyed. Charm perfume, that is. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And Blandy sees Ryan and Greenlee getting, like, closer, and she gets suspicious, and then she kind of grills Greenlee, and Greenlee slips about the fact that she kissed Ryan. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. It was such a natural slip. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought about Sabine doing it. Sabine would have screwed it up.
Yeah.
Greenlee was perfect.
This was Greenlee. Finally.
And then Blandy freaks out, and she realizes that Ryan's been faking all his memories, and Greenlee's, like, caught, right? Like, red-handed, and she goes to Aiden. What, Aiden, you don't trust me? You kissed another man and admitted it in front of the other man. That's crazy.
So but that's Greenlee.
I know. But Blandy calls Greenlee on her stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I really started to like Blandy at that point.
Because she grew a pair.
Yeah, but, you know, and Greenlee, of course, trying to explain, you know, I was just trying to jog his memory. That's all. I mean, I had to fuck him to make him remember. That will do it. That will jog somebody's memory right quick. So Blandy pushes and pushes, and Greenlee is like, she don't know who she's messing with. She is messing with a dangerous lady. So Blandy pushes. She calls her a bitch. She calls her. Everybody thinks you're a flipping saint. She pushes and pushes and says that Greenlee always has to be on top and that she was pissed because Ryan didn't remember Greenlee and all that. And Greenlee warns her. She says, I think you better take it down. And I'm like, ooh, you gonna get it, Blandy. And all of a sudden, Green lets her have it and says, you want to know something? Maybe Ryan doesn't remember you because there's nothing to remember. Because there's nothing special about you. There's absolutely nothing to remember about you. She hit the nail on the head, people.
I guess the writers are listening to the podcast.
I think they are. I think they they are. And I was waiting for fisticuffs. I was waiting for like, rawr, rawr. And all of a sudden, Greeley apologizes. I was like, damn, why you got to apologize? This is just getting good. Right? And then they pretend, they fake, they're like, we're good, we're good. They hug, they fake hug, they air kiss. We're good, we're good.
They did that entourage hug. Yeah, let's hug it out. Let's hug it out.
But then Blondie puts on lip gloss and she says, I'm going to make this a night to remember. In that specially bland way she has.
I know, she's trying.
So we think that she's going to try to have sex with Aiden. Not much else. We got to see Kendall and Zach make love again. I like it.
Oh my God, like Chinese water torture.
Well, it was funny because at one point they make love and they go to sleep and she wakes up because she's worried about Erica, but it was just Spike crying. And so they bring Spike and Ian into the room and I'm like, hallelujah, 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 Ian is alive. Ian's alive, people.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
But, you know, I figured out why Spike was crying.
Why?
Because she made him sleep with his cochlear implants. He'd be crying too.
Horrible.
It's true. The kid wakes up. He's fully connected with the cochlear implants. Take him out. Kid needs to sleep. He can't sleep on headgear.
Oh, my God.
So, was there
so Kendall got a vision from her mother.
Yes. Yes.
Kendall, it's not what I thought it was going
to
be.
Did you like, help, though? Did what? You like when Ryan came to visit Kendall? I did. He touched her arm.
I know.
I got the goosebumps.
I love all of that.
She's falling, baby. Ooh. Don't you think?
Yeah, and I love when she told me, we're not going to go back into that Ryan zone. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, they had a nice discussion on Friday. They had friends talking. It was good.
It was good.
It was really good.
But you know me, I want Kendall with Ryan, so.
Well,
I never felt they really got a chance.
Listen, though, I got to say one thing to end this podcast that is awesomely awesome that made me laugh harder than anything I've ever laughed about. It was the ghost of Christmas past, Zach Slater.
What?
You don't remember when Ryan comes back into the house and he sees Zach because Kendall had let...
Kendall had let
Zach know that Ryan was there. And I'm so glad she didn't lie to him again. He comes back in and he decides to take Ryan to a trip down memory lane.
Yes.
And he tells him all this stuff about the Fight Club and about how he killed himself and about how he almost beat Greenlee. And he shows him
video footage.
Video.
That was.
Now, I want to ask you. Where did he get the All My Children tapes? Perfect. He must have called All My Children. You think he called ABC? I think Zach called ABC.
That was stupid.
That was really dumb. They had the video footage of when Ryan went to beat Greenlee. I actually kind of liked going back there, though.
But where would Zach get video footage?
Obviously.
Of that?
But that was what caused great laughs in my household. I was cracking up. It was a great source of comedy. I was hoping, though. I was praying that they would show the Fight Club footage. That is a crack up.
Oh, Lord.
That is almost as good as the pole dancing.
Oh, my God.
All right, people. Well, we got to wrap it up.
I want to just say real quick.
Yes.
People, write in to All My Children. We want Beth Chamberlain to be Liza Colby.
Yes, not Beth Ellers.
And not Beth Ellers, Beth Chamberlain. And Beth, I got a new one for you guys. You guys were mentioning Peter Cortland. I agree with you. We need Petey Cortland back in. Jesse Sofer, who played Will Munson on As the World Turns, has just left As the World Turns. They need to get Jesse Sofer. He would be great as Peter Cortland.
Yes. And also, go to Super Poster's website. Go to the All My Children fan space because he is having an interview coming up with Tom Casiello.
Okay, yeah.
That's the guy's name?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the veteran soap writers. I think he wrote for Days. I want to say he wrote for Days.
I'm not a Days man.
Well, anyway, but he's going to do a very enlightening interview. That's going to be really, really good. And it's going to tell us something about the state of soaps. Like, these insiders are now coming out and talking about soaps and their, you know, why things are kind of going the way they're going and the future of soaps. And I think it's all good stuff, people. All good stuff. Anyway.
Oh, I want to hear it because I got my own opinions on that, too.
Yeah,
I
would exactly. Exactly. So we'll
hi, Super Poster.
myspace.com/superposteroftheyear.
And so, yes, I am Weeping Willow. I told her to say that.
It wasn't me. It was him. All right, people. So if you want to write us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can just go to our website, www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
tired of watching me hurt you. I'm tired of being the teardrops on your face. I'm tired of loving this way.
I'm tired of loving this way. I know your every weakness. I can find one in everything you say. I'm tired of loving this way.
I'm tired of loving this way.
I'm tired of loving this way.